Imagine discovering your partner has feelings for someone else, and instead of hiding it, they want to explore that connection with your blessing. For most of us, this scenario triggers immediate panic. Yet thousands of people are successfully navigating these emotional waters using Kathy Labriola's practical approach to jealousy management. Unlike abstract theories, this method offers concrete strategies for one of life's most challenging emotional experiences. What makes jealousy particularly difficult is that most of us have been conditioned to believe it's unmanageable, a force of nature that simply happens to us rather than a complex emotion we can understand and address. But what if we could break down this overwhelming feeling into manageable components? What if we could identify exactly what triggers our jealousy and develop targeted strategies to address those specific triggers? Before tackling jealousy management, assess whether you're naturally inclined toward monogamy or polyamory. Like sexuality, relationship orientation exists on a spectrum, from strictly monogamous to naturally polyamorous, with many people falling somewhere in between with a mixed relationship orientation. Examine your relationship history and emotional patterns. Did you feel secure in monogamous relationships or struggle with restriction? In open relationships, did you feel comfortable with the freedom and complexity, or constantly anxious? Signs of monogamous orientation include strong possessive feelings, difficulty sharing emotional intimacy, and fulfillment in exclusive partnerships. Naturally polyamorous people often feel constrained in monogamy, desiring multiple meaningful connections and possessing an innate ability to love more than one person simultaneously. Neither orientation is superior. What matters is authenticity. Forcing yourself into a relationship model that conflicts with your nature often leads to years of struggle before inevitable breakdown. While people can adapt to different relationship styles, attempting to permanently alter your fundamental orientation typically creates emotional distress. When opening a relationship, couples often focus on benefits while overlooking inevitable losses. A thorough cost-benefit analysis helps make an informed decision. What do you value most? Security and feeling special, or diverse connections and personal freedom? Sandy's experience illustrates this balance. She sacrificed being the one and only and faced her husband's attraction to others, but gained freedom from stifling patterns and more affection. Though she initially grieved these losses, polyamory ultimately increased her satisfaction. Her husband even became more attentive when other men showed interest in her. This exercise isn't about finding a perfect solution, but making a conscious choice with full awareness of trade-offs. Some find sacrificing freedom in monogamy outweighs losing certainty in polyamory. Others discover the opposite. By acknowledging inevitable losses up front, you develop emotional resilience for challenges ahead, transforming the experience into something you actively choose with all its complexities. Jealousy isn't a single emotion, but a complex bundle of feelings, thoughts, sensations, and memories. Most people struggle to articulate what they're feeling beyond simply saying, "I feel jealous." Creating your jealousy pie chart reveals which aspects affect you most intensely. Is your jealousy primarily fear-based, 50%, anger-based, 35%, or sadness-based, 15%? Each component requires different management strategies. Fear-based jealousy responds to reassurance and security building. Anger-dominant jealousy needs healthy expression and conflict resolution. Sadness-centered jealousy benefits from comfort and connection. Your jealousy profile also reveals how past experiences intensify current reactions. That overwhelming response to your partner's innocent flirtation might actually be triggered by childhood abandonment or previous betrayals. Recognizing these connections helps separate historical wounds from present circumstances. By breaking down jealousy into specific components, you transform an overwhelming emotion into manageable parts. Rather than feeling helpless, you can address each element with targeted strategies. Calming physical symptoms, challenging irrational thoughts, and processing the specific emotions driving your response. Understanding your personal jealousy triggers is crucial for developing effective management strategies. These triggers vary widely. What devastates one person might barely affect another. Some find physical intimacy most threatening, while others react strongly to emotional connections. Guided visualization helps pinpoint exactly which aspects of your partner's outside relationships activate your jealousy. Most people discover their jealousy peaks at specific moments. Kim realized she only minded her partner using their bed with others, a boundary easily established once identified. Mark found oral sex felt too intimate to share, while physical intercourse didn't trigger jealousy. Jessica discovered emotional intimacy was more threatening, particularly when her partner shared childhood stories she thought were special to their relationship. These discoveries lead to practical, nuanced solutions. Rather than broad rules like no relationships with others, you can create targeted boundaries addressing specific triggers, no using our shared spaces, or preserving particular intimate acts. This approach allows more freedom while protecting emotional security. Visualization often reveals surprising insights. Sarah discovered her real trigger was fear of being replaced in daily routines, like morning coffee conversations, while Thomas realized his jealousy stemmed from the possibility of his partner creating new holiday traditions with others. Two fundamental approaches exist for managing jealousy: the engineering model and the phobia model. The engineering approach identifies triggers and creates agreements to avoid them, while the phobia approach gradually exposes you to triggers, desensitizing your emotional reactions through repeated experience. The engineering model provides predictability and structure through clear boundaries about outside relationships, perhaps limiting overnight dates, creating veto power, or restricting certain activities. This offers safety when first opening a relationship. Brent and John's 20-year relationship demonstrates the phobia model's effectiveness. Brent began with mild triggers like John visiting bathhouses, gradually progressing to more challenging situations until his jealousy diminished through systematic desensitization. Most people use both approaches, but favor one depending on circumstances. While both manage relationship logistics effectively, the phobia model works better for emotional issues like jealousy about love. Success requires balanced power in creating agreements and honest assessment of how much structure you need versus trusting partners' judgment in navigating complex emotional situations. Compersion, feeling positive emotions when your partner enjoys relationships with others, seems impossible to many struggling with jealousy. Most initially find this concept absurd, as jealousy typically overwhelms any happiness about a partner's outside connections. The journey from jealousy to compersion begins with addressing physical tension, clenched jaws, tight shoulders, and mental constriction, rigid thinking, obsessive thoughts. Recognizing these patterns and practicing relaxation techniques helps retrain your responses. Anthropological research reveals that in some rural African polygamous societies, co-wives focus on work, children, and community rather than their husband. They experience belonging through extended families and communal activities. This suggests that being less dependent on a primary relationship fosters compersion. When our romantic partnership isn't our only source of love and identity, we're more secure supporting our partner's other relationships. Jealousy and compersion often coexist. Most people experience painful emotions occasionally blended with positive feelings. Accept these contradictory emotions without judgment rather than shooting on yourself. Managing jealousy isn't about eliminating it, but understanding it deeply enough that it no longer controls your relationships.